This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma stresses on resolving issues between neighbouring countries through open dialogues. Oman's foreign minister arrives in Kathmandu for a two-day official visit to Nepal. Foreign minister scheduled to have a bilateral meeting with Nepali counterpart Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba and discuss issues of bolstering Nepal-Oman relations. Bangladesh defeats India in tiebreaker to compete against Nepal for titles of Under-20 Championship and multiple under-attack school at least 38 people in Pakistan's Balochistan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says it's common to have the issues between the neighbouring countries and they could be resolved by holding open dialogues. Releasing a book written by former Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Komal Thapa in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister said there would be no problem between the neighbouring countries if solutions were sought based on the evidence. Abiding by the international obligations, along with the judicious national interest, Prime Minister Oli said Nepal maintains balanced relations between the both countries based on honesty and impartiality. Prime Minister Oli also reasoned that no country should infringe on other countries' pride for serving one's interests. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli also urged the Indian side to receive the report of the Eminent Persons Group, EPG, which was formed after the consensus of the top leaders of Nepal and India for the review of the Treaty of Peace and Friendship 1950 and others. Foreign ministers of Oman, Said Badr bin Hamad bin Hamoud Al-Busaidi, arrived in Kathmandu today for a two-day official visit to Nepal. The foreign minister of Oman arrived at the cordial invitation of Minister for Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Dr. Arzu Rana Deuba. Foreign Secretary Sewa Lamsal received the foreign affairs minister at the Tribhuvan International Airport. According to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, during the visit, the two foreign affairs ministers are scheduled to have bilateral meetings and discuss issues on further bolstering Nepal-Oman ties. The minister said that the visiting Omani foreign minister will also pay courtesy call on President Ramchandra Pojal and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has vowed to bring the offenders and accused of criminal activities under the ambit of law. Inaugurating a newly constructed building of the district police range Kathmandu at Bhadrakali of Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister said that the government won't interfere the works of Nepal police and asked for framing the innocents. The Prime Minister also claimed that the incumbent government was formed with the sentiments for delivering a smooth service to the cause of nation and people. Meantime, Prime Minister Oli also instructed the Nepal police that takes the major responsibility for maintaining peace and security in the country to always be alert to the prevention of untoward incidents. Meanwhile, addressing the same program today, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak directed the Nepal police to keep the people's issues in priority. Hindu devotees across the nation have been celebrating the birth anniversary of Lord Krishna today. On the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami festival, devotees have been thronging the Krishna temples in various parts of the country since early morning today. Devotees of Vedic Sanatan Hindu religion are celebrating the day with reverence and devotion across the country. Lord Krishna, the pioneer of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga and the Bhakti Yoga, is believed to have born in the midnight of Bhadra Krishna Ashtami in the Dwapar era. On this day, worships are also offered to Lord Krishna in Krishna temples across the country with citations of hymns and scriptures. Devotees stay awake throughout the night today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed on universalizing and promoting several cultural and unique traditions of Nepal. Addressing a program organized at Tudikhel in Kathmandu to mark the Gaura Parva, a cultural festival of Nepal, today Prime Minister Oli urged to all to act responsibly to safeguard Nepal's natural and cultural diversities. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
समस्या पोस्ट पेनमा नि आयो।
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
ओहो सम्झे, प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो,
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस्। यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN Mao Center Chairperson and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the strengthening of party organization and ideology is the prime focus of the party instead of getting into power. During his address to a concluding session of the party's Gandaki Province-level consultative meeting in Pokhara today, Dahal directed the party leaders and cadres to reach out among the people and engage with cultivating the party's ideology. Now a sports news update. Nepal will be competing against Bangladesh in the finals of SAFF Under 20 Championship on Wednesday. Bangladesh defeated India in tiebreaker by 4-3 in the second semi-final match of the championship held at the Enfa complex in Lalitpur today. The match entered the tiebreaker after the match ended with a tie of 1-1 score set. You're listening to Radio Nepal JTPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Armed men have killed at least 38 people in three assaults amid other reported incidents of violence in Balochistan province in southern Pakistan. According to Al Jazeera, several buses and trucks were stopped overnight on Sunday by armed men who checked passengers' identity before shooting 23, setting 10 vehicles ablaze and escaping in the remote area of Radashram in Musakil district. Elsewhere in the province, 9 people, including 4 police officers and 5 passengers by, were shot dead in Kalat district. On the same day, 6 people were also killed as a railway track was blown up in Bolan, a police station in Mustang was attacked, and several vehicles were burnt in Gwadar city of Balochistan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over the actions of fires across the blue line, the Lebanon-Israel frontier. The Chinese news agency Xinhua cited Stephen Dujarric, a spokesman for the UN chief, on Sunday as saying that the Secretary-General was deeply concerned by the significant increase in the actions of fire across the Blue Line. The statement issued by the spokesperson states that the actions put forth by the Lebanese and Israeli populations at risk, as well as threatening regional security and stability. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi Province and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on resolving issues between neighboring countries through open dialogues. Oman's foreign minister arrives at Kathmandu for a two-day official visit to Nepal. Foreign minister scheduled to have bilateral meeting with Nepali counterpart Dr. Arju Rana Deuba and discuss issues of bolstering Nepal-Oman relations. Bangladesh defeats India in tiebreaker to compete against Nepal for title of SAFF Under 20 championship. And multiple armed attacks kill at least 38 people in Pakistan's Balochistan. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.